so good. Brother, you know, I've been it just for fun. Be that hair, hey. Well, I've been a bit with the VBS. Can't get my girl cause I don't do the text.
Okay, I see you. Alright, let me get more serious into this. Alright, we good now? We good?
Yep, yes,
we got
yes,
that out the
yes.
system. So anyways, welcome to Aisle 7. My name is Savage, and this is my wife.
Lethe.
And we at the Cove right now, our home base of operations. And this is Beach Talk for the long walk. Mm-hmm. Anyways... Oh, man, it's been killing me, but this cough I got, it ain't the coronavirus. I'm not into that right now, but I just been having a cough lately, so bear with me while we're going through this episode, y'all. We miss y'all. But before we start, we'd like to disclaim that this content is not suitable for the children under 17 years old without adult supervision. So if you have kids in the room, please, please, please hear us out of respect. Go ahead and remove them. This is adult content, and we just don't want to be disrespectful to the to the kids, so
yeah,
so and we'll give you about 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. All right, cool. We definitely like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, for the free distribution of our podcast. We don't take that lightly, so if you guys are hearing this, just know if you're looking for a platform, go ahead and download the Anchor app and look us up, Aisle 7, the podcast. It's all about self progress. Today's episode is dedicated to our good friend Issa Taunu'u, who she was a lupus victim,
yeah.
And she fought her battle bravely, and returned back to home to the Almighty Jah.
Yes.
And we will see her one day. So sis, we will miss and love you. And
miss you very much.
Would you like to share a little memory about her?
Yeah, she's Issa was like more of a family to me.
Yeah,
more of a sister. I would say, and she was such a very understanding person. Her presence was, you know, when she's there, you know, always smiling, like loving, caring, and she's all about her family. She was the oldest of her siblings, and you know, Issa, I just want to tell you, and I know you're hearing this, I love you very much, and that I will miss you all here. You know, your siblings really miss you, so. Yeah. I just want to tell you, rest in peace and continue to watch over us and protect us. So,
continuing on, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
I love you. No, just kidding. But yes, today is my wife's birthday, and I just wanted to wish her a happy birthday. We've been doing this thing for a long time. We've been up and down the road. We just now on a newer path, and we're following the journey along with Jah as our guide. So I'm in full agreement of that and the good things to come through this. Our thought of the day, I thought about this, you know, with all the people we know and sometimes how we can say things to people and affect them by what we say, negative or positive.
Yeah.
But I really like to just push more positivity. That's what we're about, right? Mm-hmm. Self-progress. Compliments. Our thought of the day is compliments. More than money, more than status,
yes.
Even more than materialism, share a compliment with somebody. If you see someone worth your time of thought, pay them mind and give them a meaningful point about them. A meaningful point. Especially if the first thing that pops up into your mind is positive about them. Share it with them. You never know what the person can do with it. Plant a seed and watch it grow. Even Bruce Lee had Ip Man. And Ip Man was Bruce Lee's master when he was teaching him Kung Fu. So, you want to read our video or song of the day?
Song of the day is India Airy.
Yeah, India Airy.
Airy.
And the
song. Song was released.
It's called Video.
Video. Oh wow! Yeah. I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's cool. I'll go ahead and look that up while you read that. But so you
yeah,
can get
this song was released in 2001.
Yeah.
So tag us at Aisle_7_the podcast and vibe with that.
Yeah, tag us to that. This is definitely one of my favorite songs. I introduced it to my wife, and it's just something that I definitely like to vibe to because it has that just that kickback soul jazz reggae vibe to it. But you ever heard this?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that's Indie Irie right there. You heard me? Listen one time. Yeah. Jah Rastafari. Boom fire.
Yeah, I didn't even know that's her name.
Yes, you are a queen.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, that's India Irie right there. She's also the one who sings Therapy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was her name.
That's India Irie right there. Once again, released 2001. Tag us and vibe to that.
Yep.
Where we want to attack negativity today. Mm-hmm. All right, what we want, because when negative thoughts come, and they come, things we can try to avoid them, but they just come. And when they come, a point of negativity we want to attack is others' opinions of us. And you know, like, they come a dime a dozen, and everybody has one about you, but the negative ones, those are the ones that hurt. And however, pain is unavoidable, it's how you get through it that counts. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it helps when you put yourself around those who would lift you up. Mm-hmm. Putting yourself around like-minded people. Rather than those who put themselves into you. Like, they see what they see in themselves, and they just, mm-hmm. well, you'll never do this, you'll never do that. And mm-hmm. just you know, try your best to get through that. Grind it out and make them opinions, like, disappear. Just take them in stride and do your best to work yourself out. And I don't just mean that in working out, but, like, do your best to get through what people say by just continuing to do you. And you ultimately decide your results of your situation.
That's right.
A new segment that I wanted to introduce into our whole introduction today is Number of the Day. And Number of the Day is 51. If you come across it, dwell on the moment of what's going on. If you hear it, if someone references it, or if you see it, think about what's going on in that moment when you see 51. Mm-hmm. Our color of the day is
brown.
Yeah.
If you see it,
say it. So, brown.
Brown.
Yeah, definitely brown. our person of the day, and this is one of my personal favorites. I'm not sure if you're aware of who she is, but Maya Angelou. Mm-hmm. If you have no idea who she is, or if you've never heard of her, go ahead and do the research on her and get a little history on her, and so you can get a better understanding of how we think here on Aisle 7, the podcast. Maya Angelou. Our quote of the day. I'm going to go ahead and pass that to my wife.
Quote of the day. The only time you should look down on someone is when you are helping them up.
Definitely that. When you are helping them up. Mm-hmm. I should never be looking down on anybody to put them down or hurt them. It's really just when I feel
I like that.
That, because I don't like feeling like, you know, I need help and yeah. I have to ask for it. But then again, sometimes we need those moments of humbling,
yeah,
where somebody helps us up. So that comes by way of Jesse Jackson. Jesse mm-hmm. Jackson said that, and that's what we were thinking of. Our goal of the week. We completed last week's goal, which was to, you know, 2 days out of the week, walk around the park or yep. the block, and we got that done, definitely. So thank you, babe.
Thank you.
Our goal of the week this week is to drink a bottle of water before we sleep every night until the next episode. So that's this night, tomorrow night, the following night, to the next episode. our influencer that we want to highlight, definitely, that you guys should look up, follow on Instagram, is baby awake? Well, you want to get baby or bring her in?
Yeah.
That's fine. We're gonna introduce you guys to baby. So, anyways, our influencer that we definitely wanted to highlight is @JuicyFinau. @JuicyFinau. He's a young wrestler, Tongan American. And yes, he is a wrestler, sports entertainment. And he's an astounding athlete, but reason why we wanted to highlight him is this guy's going through the independent circuit, and he's just really doing it, man. He's putting in the work, and he's inspiring people as he goes along. And one thing why we liked him was that he's young. He's young in doing this. He's putting his all into it, and he's very passionate about it. And if you follow the guy's content on his Instagram page, @JuicyFinau, you can see why we're definitely highlighting him. The guy is just an absolute beast, but very humble about it, and you know, he's a one hell of an athlete. Hi, baby. Welcome to Aisle 7, baby. This is our beautiful daughter. She'll be joining us today. And so that was the influencer we definitely wanted to highlight. Our video of the day is by the Jabberwockies. The Box by Roddy Ricch. Man, these guys, the Jabberwockies, I've been a fan of them since like America's Best Dance Crew. And definitely you guys got to check them out. So, I mean, they're cool. What do you think about the Jabberwockies?
Yeah. They're cool, but you know, that's not my kind of thing.
It's dancing. But they're cool though.
Yeah, they are.
What was that? Right here? Yeah, check that out. That's yeah, yeah. That Roddy Ricch, The Box, and then just a picture of the Jabberwockies dancing to this. If you know who the Jabberwockies are, check this out. Yeah. Oof. I'ma get lazy. All right. So we just feeling that. We feeling ourselves a little bit. Yeah, we're trying a lot of new things. So please excuse us if you're not feeling it. You can definitely hit us with the feedback, which we've also been loving. The feedback has been
amazing.
A great amount of feedback. Thank you guys for just tuning in. And you want to share?
Yeah, there's a lot of feedbacks that I'm getting as far as with just the two episodes that we've shot already.
Yeah.
And it's like just the little words, man. You guys don't understand what it does to me. Like, it made me have the best day because of the acknowledgement and the support you guys have. You know, that's the kind of support that our people need, you know, just to push this positive thing that we're doing, you know, instead of posting things unnecessary on social media, you know, better than, you know, what I'm basically saying is that doing something positive, you know what I mean? And with all the word and the support and just comments and feedbacks and all of that, we appreciate it. And for those of you who's hating on my glasses, I'm going to keep wearing the dang glasses, okay?
Yeah, no, definitely. Like my wife said, it's the feedback has just been really not only just beneficial for us because it gives us an idea of how we want to round the show and how we want to build this platform. But the fact that this platform is not, I want to say validated, but it exists. Like, you guys really are hearing us out and are vibing with us, because honestly, when me and my wife started this, it was really to just bring up the conversations we felt we wanted to share with people. We just didn't know how to get it out there. So, you know, this is the platform right here, Al7 in the podcast. And we just want to thank you guys. God bless you for
thank
that.
Thank you again.
And our opening statements. Would you like to make your opening statement before we begin?
Yeah, just not letting anybody tell you what to do or stopping you from what you got in your mind on what to do. If you're still doubting, you know, it's okay. We're human beings. You know, you're going to go through those things. And just do it. You know, don't let those negative... Use those negative things as... You know, one thing that I've learned, that you can turn those negative things to positive. Like, you use it as what pushed you even harder to do and succeed what you're trying to do in life, so...
Okay, opening statement for me is just, you know, this is for all the men. Definitely young men, too. And if you don't know what it is, you're definitely too young. You shouldn't be doing that stuff. But hygiene. Men, wash the gooch. Wash it. It's beneficial for you. Wash the gooch. With that being said, we're going to go into prayer point. Then we're going to take a little break and come right back to the conversation. So this point of our show is we call it prayer point. We just take a few seconds to, you know, quiet down and focus in on what we want to focus on in today and for the rest of our life. And also in remembrance of those who came before us. So we're going to start prayer point now. Okay. So, yeah, definitely got... I'm ready. So we're going to take a break. But before we do, I just wanted to introduce one more segment before the break. This is called One for the Haters. And that's for you. So we're going to come back. And yeah, we're going to get started. Love y'all. Hey guys, so we're back and we're gonna jump into the discussion. So our seven subjects of discussion for today comes by number one, anime and comics. Number two, slave class. Number three, real caregiving. Number four, Aquarius. Number five, dating. Number six, urban culture in comparison to or contrast to Black culture. And number seven, the culture of the Fahu. So definitely, I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. This is your birthday today. Where do you want to start?
Fahu.
Ooh, all the way to the smoke.
And we'll explain what that is, too. You got to translate what that is.
I'll definitely, for me, I want to start with the Aquarius. So we're going to go with yours first, and if it ends soon, then we'll move on to the Aquarius, and we'll just keep picking from there. So, yes, the reason why I put down the Fahu, the culture of the Fahu, so in the Tongan culture, to my understanding, before, you know, full disclosure, you know, Kakai Tonga, please don't find this disrespectful. Full disclosure, we are going to speak a little bit on, well, not even a little bit, whatever just comes out. We're going to just speak on the culture of the Fahu. And for those, our non-Tongan listeners, the Fahu is a position in the Tongan culture. I believe it comes by the way of the oldest son?
Sister.
The oldest sister. I apologize. The oldest sister, and they're held to a high standard, a high regard in the family, which means by any function, occasion, the oldest sister is always recognized, and it falls even to the kids. And the reason why this is so prominent in the Tongan culture is because this is how we maintain tradition and custom through the culture, is that we highlight that person and give respect, because they are not only the oldest sister, but it's a regard of respect. It's a mutual respect thing that we always acknowledge that, right? So it's like the high seat. And to my understanding, before I give it to my wife, because my wife is going to school us on it a little bit, or all the way, is that when I was growing up, the way I kind of grasped the culture of the Fahu, it's like a noble seat. It's like a hierarchy. So, and if you understand how a hierarchy works, there's a king and a queen, and then, you know, the prince, the princess, and then you have your nobles and noblemen. Yeah, guys, I'm so sorry, I forgot my daughter's in here with us, so please bear with us. Baby, can I talk, please? anyways, so... But not in that regard. Does the family work by the hierarchy? It's just that's how I would compare it, and that's how I see it. However, in America, things have kind of been tweaked a little bit, and that's why me and my wife even are talking about this. Me and my wife have this conversation all the time, and it's not just because of personal reasons, but me being raised here Tongan and my wife being raised back home Tongan are two different Tongan raisings. And why it's such a subject to talk about now is I feel it's a little bit lost now. It's a little bit lost now, and it's just loosely tossed. Like, anybody can be the position of the Fahu, and it's not that way. Like, I always tell my wife, and my wife always agrees with me, if we're going to do Tongan functions, and what I mean by Tongan functions is we got to do it the Tongan way, like all the way Tongan. It's got to be done the right way, because we're not in Tonga. Like, to my Tongans, listen to me. We're not in Tonga anymore. So when we do Tongan things, you got to regard the fact that these are Tongan things we're doing. But we're not in Tonga. So to represent it in a bad light is basically showing that we're not Tongan. We're just disrespecting their culture. Because I'm Tongan American. I'm born in America, but I didn't grow up with that culture. So for me to highlight and say I'm doing this the Tongan way, I could possibly be misteaching the next generation. So... for the culture of the Fahu is such a high thing to regard. I'm going to pass it to my wife so she can give us a little lesson on it, babe.
Yeah. So just like what my husband explained, Fahu is such a sacred word. Like, it's like, it's misused so much that can really break family apart if we're not careful, because of the misunderstanding that our people came from Tonga and just continuing it in wrong wrongfully. You know what I mean?
Why do you think that is?
Because of the disconnection that they've left from, you know, that after they leave from the island.
So it just wasn't taught properly.
So it wasn't that it wasn't taught properly, but let me explain it, and then you can ask the questions after. So Fahu is I'm gonna read something here that it just so it can give you a little bit of back me up of what I'm gonna explain. So Fahu is one's father's eldest sister, Mehekitanga Eiki. If she is not present, then one of her sisters or their children sit in for her. But the Fahu is always the oldest sister. Now, there's other things called Fahuloa and all these other, there's other terms for other things. But we're only picking Fahu as the one that we're talking about. There could be confusing at one point. Like, let's say for my husband. My husband is, parents aren't married. And so he wasn't raised.
Which is a common issue in the Tongan community.
And the only reason why I'm speaking for his account, because that's who I know. You know, that's, and even for, goes for me as well. One thing that as a Fahu, why people miscarry this on is that people doesn't know their place. You know, I can say, for my husband, he wasn't raised by his father's side. So because in that sense, that doesn't mean it, you know, it's kind of like a hard situation. You can't really say, oh, I'll bring the dad side because that is the rightfully Fahu, which is true, but at the same time, they didn't raise my son. So in our Tongan culture, it could be really bad for some. Some people can take it in a bad way, like if we bring his dad's side because they didn't raise him. But in the right way, now that he has connection with his father's side, his father has sisters, older sister, two younger. There's few of them. So when there's like funeral, wedding, our kids' birthdays, himself, that's when the Fahu comes in. You know, because we do use that in our culture. Now, Fahu is really like the dad sister. On the dad side, like let's say you guys have the same mom but different dad.
Yeah.
There's so many way of explaining it, but in the way I'm understanding
it,
yeah.
So I think a better way to explain it is like I'm a half child.
Yeah.
I am my father and my mother's oldest son. However, technically, if this was the Tongan way to do it, it's my father's side that I would acknowledge as the Fahu, which would be my oldest sister. Now, I didn't grow up with my oldest sister on my dad's side. However, I would highlight my sister on my mother's side. That's where the disconnection comes in, because now I'm doing it the wrong way.
Yeah,
I believe that's where we're getting it. And we had that issue before.
Yeah, we've had I can't really say it was an issue. It was just a lack of understanding.
Yeah.
Because for just talking in our account, the reason why we're speaking on this,
my daughter's first birthday.
This is an issue that happens in every Tongan family,
yeah,
because of the lack of knowledge that they have, lack of understanding, and people just choosing. You can't just choose a Fahu because you're good with that sister, or you can't choose a Fahu because in your mind you're okay with that sister. That doesn't work that way. Whether in the Tongan way, the right way to do this, and I'm sorry if this is gonna make some people feel some type of way, but for my husband, he has sisters on his father's side and sisters on his on his mother's side, and in the right way, the Fahu would be on his dad's side, now that he find connection with his father's side. Now, there is an acknowledgement that we still have to give the sister that he grew up with, but in the right way, the Fahu is really the on your dad's side. Now, in the Tongan culture, the dad's side is very, how do you say it? We acknowledge them a little more than we do with the mother's side. Not in a sense like they don't have the same value or anything like that. But on the father's side, we have more respect, or I can say, what's another word for that? Like
it's a patriarchy.
Yes. So with that being said, there's a lot of things that I might miss to mention.
Yeah.
But for the most part, that is what Fahu is.
Can I speak from experience?
Yeah.
So with my daughter's first birthday, my oldest, because me and my wife, we're not married either ourselves, technically the Fahu was supposed to come from her side. Because that's to my understanding, right?
No. Because we weren't married, technically, we just don't do anything.
Okay.
It's just whatever. But because we were together, like, in in the right way, because for babies, for our first daughter, for our daughter's first birthday,
that's what I was,
we had to bring both of his sisters out of the love that I have for my husband, then acknowledge both. But in the Tongan way, either way, because we weren't married and rightfully doing that the right way, then there's no such thing, you know?
Well, yeah. I'm only saying because, like, did we bring your dad's sister?
Yes, my aunt, yeah.
And then we brought, my auntie and my sister at the same time. At the end of the day, why this is even a conversation to have is because I'm not trying to relate to anybody out there, but why it bothered me so much was because of how non-important it was to me growing up, when it came time to do a Tongan event, such as my daughter's first birthday, the Tongan way, I saw the ridicule. I saw the negative, like, just the looks on people's faces. Mm-hmm. Just the... You could feel the spirit in the room. And it was a big-ass hall, too. But regardless of how many people were there, the Tongan population, the Tongan community that was in there that knew the Tongan ways and was just like, hey, hi, yeah, this and that, they knew technically what me and my wife was doing was wrong. And it was sad because at the time I was still young, I didn't pay attention to it. I didn't get how important it was. And that wasn't me disrespecting my wife, but, you know, looking back at it now, I really wish I could have done it the right way. Because I do take being a Tongan very serious. I'm very serious about my Tongan culture. I represent my Tongan roots as proud as I can. But that's just one thing I wish I could have done the right way, because I don't want to misteach or mislead my own children of how things are done in the Tongan community, because that's not how it's done. And me being born here in America is a result of that, because I had the lack of knowledge behind those things. Or even a wedding. Like, those are things I got to learn.
Yeah. But, you know, just so we can go back to the main subject, and, you know, we're not going off, you know, of that. The understanding that we both have, we didn't do anything the wrong way other than us not married.
Yeah.
Now, everything that we did that day was exactly what it's supposed to.
Yeah.
But at the same time, what you're saying, to do it the right way, is really going 100%, you know, so that there's no confusing in the long run. Now, come back to my point where Fahu means. Fahu is a really good thing. It's an honor, like, you know, for us as a culture, because that's part of our tradition. Now, for me, Fahu was never applied in my life, because even my parents weren't together, you know. And that's what I mean about how there's this connection with families, because I know this happens in every family. People should just know what their place is, and then it'll go from there smoothly. But I can see the stress that can put on people because of how lack of knowledge, and people just want to choose who they want to be the fahu for their family. So, that's all I wanted to say.
I'm in total agreement with that. We're not finished, but however, we're going to take a little break and we will come right back. Maybe everything to say before?
No,
we go.
That is it.
All right, go ahead and get some water and we'll come right back, guys. Okay, we're back, and we're definitely jumping back into the conversation with the culture of the Fahu. well, I guess continuing on. Like, I guess what my big pet peeve about it is that because, you know, I thought just being Tongan half-assed was okay, I didn't really have a problem with it up until I met a real Tongan. Mm-hmm. And then I'm over here trying to claim the culture, but I don't even know one a damn thing about it. And then when it comes time to put out or show out for an event that requires you to do this the Tongan way, like, that's so underrated. People don't understand how underrated doing things the Tongan way really means, like, when it comes time, because you'll be like, oh, well, we did it as Tongan as we could. No, if you're not going to do it all the way, if you're not going to go all the way 100% with it, you shouldn't be doing it at all because of the misrepresentation. Say, for instance, you got friends that are outside the culture when they come and visit it to the function here in America. We'll use Las Vegas for right now. And they're like, oh, that's how they do things the Tongan way. Huh, that's kind of funny. But that's not how you do it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel that I was interpreting or representing the culture when I would do things. Or, for instance, if my mom was like, hey, your sister's going to go through a talunga for the family, you got to go and, you know, do not follow it for it. So, you know, we throw the money and stuff. But it's a presentation of respect because where families are connected, that we do this dance for them and this is all we have. And I never really understood that until I got old enough and met you and then you explained the ropes. I'm like, dude, I neglected those duties and those responsibilities. I took them so lightly that now looking back at it, it's no wonder those people laughed at me whenever I did stuff like that. Because it was a joke that I was making out of my family. You know what I'm saying?
I feel that. I feel it that with the families out here, I feel like if you're not going to go all the way with the Tongan stuff, I'm talking about not just...
Yeah, this is no knock towards any other culture.
I'm not knocking any other culture, but I speak on this because it's an issue that goes around...
Yeah, but it's not talked about.
Yeah, and people just hit it in the under the rug and things like that, but it's not just on birthdays. On birthdays. It's on weddings. It's on things like that. You know, even when there's like... people getting married and they're already pregnant speaking on anyone, but it's like Tongan culture has been so misled out here that now as a young adult, now that I have my own kids, it's like, I got to teach my kids the right thing that I know. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that my way is the perfect way, but I refuse to continue something that it's done wrong over generation. And the reason why I'm speaking this and spread awareness is because even youth, adults my age, you guys see that your mother or your father or whoever else in your family is continuing things wrong this way. Hey, man, be the one that changed that. You know what I mean? And with that being said, it's no knock for the fahu of whoever it is. I just refuse to continue anything wrong like that, you know?
Yeah, so. I'm going to just say, in full disclosure, out of my mouth, so you hear it out of my mouth, in the Tongan way, my fahu is my oldest sister on my dad's side. But I know who I grew up with, and I know who was there for me, my down times and my times when I was up. And I love both of them. There's nothing against either one of them. I'm stating that now, that because I am Tongan and I know my Tongan roots now and it was explained to me now, I know who my fahu is and that's who it is.
Say that. Not your fahu. You're meaning the kid's fahu.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. My kid's fahu. But, I mean, wouldn't even that apply to my fahu, too? I know who that is.
No, because your sister is not your fahu.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about my auntie.
Yeah,
I'm saying it.
Oh, you're talking about...
In general, just explain on your dad's correct side. About yes. that since you corrected me.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to move on to the next subject?
Yeah, let's move on.
Do you feel like you let all that out?
Yes. No, it's not letting out. It's sharing.
Yeah, know? No, I'm just saying, because I said what I had to say.
Yeah.
You know, I know who my dad's side is. As far as mine, I know who that is. You know, because in the Tongan way, that's just who it is. You know, and to anybody who might take offense to that, I love you. No matter what, that's just how it is in the Tongan way. And my kids, fahu, they're going to know who it is when they grow up. So we'll just state that once again. God bless y'all. Anyways, moving on. So I chose Aquarius. And my subject on the Aquarius is my wife, man. She did this thing when we were younger. She got me into horoscopes, man. And why it was like such a thought to bring up was...
You're not young right now?
I meant when I was younger. You know, I mean, shoot, it was your birthday today too. Jesus. But the, like, okay, so the Aquarius. My wife is an Aquarius, and I believe that falls in the months of January and February.
What month are we on, babe?
I'm saying the end of January, going into February, makes you an Aquarius.
I think in the middle of February.
And I'm a Sagittarius. Jesus, forgive me. So I wasn't in the horoscopes until my wife was, you know, got me into them. And it's not a religious thing. It's not a faith thing. You don't have to believe this. It's just, you know, like if you read the newspaper or you get the lottery numbers and stuff like that. So since then, I had been following it, and I would just check on Google. I'd go to Google, and if you're not already aware of it, you just go to Google and you type in today's horoscope, and they'll read you your horoscope. So I'm a Sagittarius, and I believe that falls on the end of the month December, going into the beginning of the month January. And today's horoscope for the Sagittarius, I'm gonna go ahead and read this because, you know, this always gets me, as far as like why even look it up and stuff, is that sometimes, I mean, they be hitting. Doesn't it feel like it be hitting, babe, sometimes when you read them?
Yeah.
Okay, so January 29th, 2020. This is Sagittarius for today. Your emotions are likely to deceive you today, so be careful about making a judgment about something. Sagittarius, make sure that you take your time to gather all the necessary facts, or else you may end up making an impulsive decision that you regret later on. The situations and people you encounter today are apt to be stubborn, emotional, or unreliable. If this is so, simply back away and address these things at some other time.
It's just a horoscope.
Listen, I get it. It's just a horoscope. But you gotta admit, these things do be hitting. Mm. There's certain points they be making. Now, I heard what this horoscope said, and obviously it's just warning me, hey, be careful just making rash decisions and listening to what that person might have to say. Don't just jump in with all your marbles. Mm-hmm. My wife is an Aquarius, and man, there was this point in her life, I think it was like when she was still working at, were you at TELUS? Anyways, so she was just like, babe, I read my horoscope today, and it said this thing, and I was like, man, shut the hell up with all that crap. And, you know, next thing you know, it happened. I'm like, what did that horoscope say? And I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I do it often, but I mean, I at least do it once to twice a month. I'll check my horoscope just for the hell of it, just to see what it says. And you can laugh all you want. That's just me. I bring it up because, you know, I'm not sure if anybody else is out there doing it, but I think it's a pretty cool hobby to check out. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, because you know, like you said, there's sometimes it hits. I'm not saying it's like the Bible. I'm not saying this. It's just that there's some truth to it. It's not fully on point, you know, but it does sometimes match to what you read, you know.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead and read the Aquarius today. Aquarius, attend a lecture or some sort of intellectual discussion in which people are actively expressing their ideas and strong opinions, Aquarius. It's important for you to feel the passion of another who is incredibly focused on his or her dream. Get inspired today by those who speak with passion, even though you might not necessarily agree with what they are saying. If you don't, feel free to respond with an equally passionate retort. So, Aquarius, how does that feel?
It's just a horoscope.
I know you're thinking about it. But nah, like, I just, from time to time, I like to check that stuff out. That stuff kind of really interests me. So if that's something you'd like to look into yourself and, you know, you want to vibe to, I definitely suggest just hitting up Google and checking out your sign. I'm not sure what every other sign is, but I know that for sure. There's 12 signs?
I mean, last time I checked, it was 13.
Oh, I don't remember.
Man, it's crazy, but thank you, babe, for picking my sign today.
Just saying. Happy birthday, by the way.
Love you.
Okay, so that was Aquarius. Now, the other subjects we have left are anime and comics, slave class, real caregiving, dating. urban culture and compares or contrasts to black culture. Which one would you like to talk about?
Dating.
Okay. Well, then I guess we move on to dating. I was actually going to pick dating too. Reason why dating was a topic of discussion was I didn't take you out on too many dates.
You still haven't. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
But we didn't go on too many dates in our relationship.
No, I don't think dating was just is a phone dating. No, but we really didn't. Like we didn't have too much going on with dating at all. But
was it a priority for us?
No, I think when we like met each other and go from there, dating wasn't even our thing because we were always together. So
yeah,
you know.
Well, for me, I've been on dates before, and you know, some was for me, some wasn't for me. I'm not the type to like really be. If I can talk to you and hang out with you here at the house or at this place, whatever, then let's do it. But I didn't feel the. Maybe it was because at the time I also wasn't working. But
can you say that dating can play like?
Yes.
Play a part
in the development of a relationship. Yeah. Yes, definitely. Like I believe dating. I don't know how. I haven't spoken to a young couple, but I know through the experiences of our friends and family members or associates that when they would date, they would really date. They were like, oh, you know, they would set the time and place and they would go to these things. And I thought that, you know, hey, it's still a part of the culture of the relationship. It's a part of the regimen. You have to, you know, I'm not saying you have to, but I mean, we have been on dates. It's just for us, like, I guess what I'm trying to get at is, like, dating is important in a relationship. You do need to get out and focus on each other. I know for us, more that we've been trying to focus on it because we have kids, you're going to appreciate it later if you don't appreciate it now as a couple, that when you don't have kids, all that time you have is the time you need to understand each other.
Exactly.
To go through your bullshit, to yell at each other, to throw shit at the wall, then to walk away, just to come back and console and cry in front of each other.
Yeah.
Like, I can't honestly say that dating is not good. Dating is necessary so that you have that necessary time and space to yourselves.
Yeah, I believe that wholeheartedly. You know, back in Tonga, the reason why I'm bringing this up.
Yeah.
I remember when my older first cousins would start dating.
Yeah.
And I think it's just a culture thing.
As far as the Tongan community.
Yeah, the Tongan community. The guy would come to the house and ask. Oh, and I remember my one of the guys, yeah, it was weird because they would talk. My uncle would sit in the living room while they talked.
And there supervision.
Was it was considered. They were already 20, 21.
Bro.
And they were doing this dating thing. And you remember my cousin you met in the Bay?
Which one?
The one that was sitting right next to us at the 21st.
Oh, yeah.
So she had that date. It's funny because...
Oh, uncle was in the living room.
Yes.
Oh.
So they would do dating like that. And then I came here and I didn't... I've always wanted to...
I'll tell you right now, if your uncle ever sat in the room while we were dating, I'd have dropped everything. And just like, oh, that's not what my time.
So, but yeah, you're right. Dating is something that me and you still need to work on because we need to... It's only our time away from the kids, you know?
Okay. Well, definitely we're going to take a break and come right back to the discussion on the point of dating. So we're going to give you all some time. And then, you know, when you get that break, coming right back. Okay, we're back. And so we were on the discussion of dating, and we're just going to go ahead and finish that off and, you know, try to keep this going smooth. Anyways, going back to what you were saying about the cousin.
Yeah, it's the culture thing. Like, you know, you got to date in front of the old grown up. You know, you guys are doing the dating here. There's no going nowhere. And it worked because, you know, they can't hide nothing. They can't go do stuff. They can't. Things like that, but now that we're in a different world, like coming out here, It's completely different here. You gotta go date. You gotta go to this restaurant. You gotta do this. Yeah, you gotta do that. And, you know, to be honest, sometimes things happen and boom, you get pregnant. Oof. You know, so dating is not so good.
Relieves that pressure.
Right.
No, I'm in full agreement with that. Like, I guess dating is, think of dating as steps. You need the dating in order to get to that holy matrimony, mm-hmm, that people are looking for, that marriage, that life that, yeah, you're so fond of trying to get to. And that applies to both men and women, young men and women. Like, listen to me when I say this. If you can date, if you're available to, if you have the time to, date. Mm-hmm. Take it. Do it now. Because speaking from experience, even though me and my wife didn't have a lot of dating to do, we still had the time to really sit down and really, like, really feel each other out. Like, how do we kiss? Like, do, am my eyes open? Are my eyes closed? How do I hold you? Like, the way I talk to you. If I get angry, what are you doing to help me calm down or walk away? Like, or when it's sad, times like when you need your back rub. Like, those things count, because if you're going on dates just to go on dates and flaunt and wear good stuff.
Yeah.
You're going on dates for the wrong reason.
Yes.
You know? And the time where I was growing up, you dated someone because you liked them and you wanted to get to know them. Not because, you know, you wanted to flaunt and how much money you had and all the flyest stuff you had and you were driving. I mean, that all comes along. It's a bonus. But it really tells you how sincere and authentic a person really is at heart in their character. So,
Yeah, that's true, man. Because even though we didn't...
Yeah,
but even though we didn't have that much dating, the one thing that we had was conversation time.
Yeah.
Really just digging into knowing each other. We even made home meals and just be at home, watch movie, watch Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
And then, you know...
Oh, we chilled a lot.
Yeah, we did.
So, no.
But what I'm saying is that dating is not so bad. But if you make something form of a dating... then I guess that works too, you know, because like I said, we didn't go on date like that.
We're trying to now.
Yes. Now we're doing that because
we need our time.
We need our time, yes.
So, yeah, definitely, guys, if you're not dating now, go and date. Don't just date the person over the phone or social media or through friends. Really date the person. Be a man about your business. Be a woman about your business. And make a relationship.
And stop being bougie. Take your girl somewhere nice.
Did I take you anywhere nice?
Yeah.
Okay, what, Nike? We just gonna look at the shoes, that's it?
No, we went to those taco truck.
Oh, yeah, we did.
That was the best.
Yeah, the hot dog it. Trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was off Bonanza.
The one with the bacon and stuff.
Off Bonanza and... Damn, I forgot.
But
anyways, so moving on, we closed that subject out, dating. Then we have about four left. So we have anime and comics, slave class, real caregiving, urban culture, and compare and contrast to black culture.
You pick one, because I picked the last
one. I pick real caregiving.
Man, you read my mind.
So with real caregiving, what we mean by that. So I've lived in America now for 31 years of my life. And my mom has been a caregiver about maybe 25 years of those years of my life. 25 out of the 31 years of my life. And I've heard and seen it, like, just some messed up things of what people here in America, what we as people in here in America do to our grandparents or our parents, and how we put them in senior citizen homes and the things that people do to them in the senior citizen homes and how they're mistreated and sometimes even forgotten. Like, family don't even come back and visit these people. One case in particular, my mom deals majority with dementia citizens, like senior citizens. In the Tongan culture, we refer to them as vaivais. Vaivais are the older people, the elders. The senior citizens. And with vaivais, my mom, she's in the caregiving business, and if you need her services, I'm plugging my mom in. Shout out to my mom. If you need a caregiver, go ahead and hit me up. I'll put my mom to work. No, but
so stupid.
Man, I've seen some bad episodes. My mom worked with a lady who had dementia, and would forget that my mom was the worker and would try to call the cops on my mom. And it sucked because, I mean, that's damn, that's messed the fuck up. You laughing at my mom when you tell my mom. But you can only imagine the cops trying to show up and arrest you for working, not understanding, no, she has dementia. She's, I'm so sorry. Here's my card. I work here and this is my pay, you know. It's such a process. And, like, I know you, for one, can speak from experience on this, but to leave someone behind that is from your family tree and was the foundation of your family being here, that you would neglect them, and they had a disease where they can't remember things and they so often forget, is it's heartbreaking. It really sucks. And I'm not trying to get emotional when I speak about it, but because I've seen it and experienced it myself, my mom has been doing it for such a long time, sometimes I get scared. And God willing, it never happens, that, man, as much as my mom works for those people, that I don't ever want her to, like, hurt herself. I want her to know I would never do that to her. I would never put her in a position where somebody, I would have to hire somebody to take care of her. I still believe in we should care for our own and have our elders in the home with the kids teaching the history of our family. And it's just, it's so sad to see. I'm not trying to take business away from caregivers, but at the same time, like, you gotta understand the position of a caregiver is to take care of our parents because we won't take care of them.
Yeah.
Mom, how do you feel about that?
It's true. See, there is no such thing as senior homes in Tonga.
No, senior home is everybody's home there.
Yeah.
Because we all live there.
But when I came out here and I see, I'm not judging Tongan families, and this is not just Tongan, period.
Everybody's
everyone
doing
it. Else. It breaks my heart to see just my own culture, our own people, putting their mother and their father in those homes. And you know what? I may not know what situation that you guys are in. I may not know what you guys got going on in life, and I'm not judging on that. But I, as much, even if the disconnection that I have with my mother or my father, the heart that I have, I would not put my, you know, the elders in a group home because of the simple fact that it's just, that's just me. But then I do see the experience of the people who work for Vaivai, or I can say elders, and how quick and big the money comes from that. But the things that they deal with, you know, the things that I remember a story, and why I laughed earlier was one of the elders that my mother-in-law was working for. Man, she completely lost it. Like, she didn't even remember anybody. And the thing was, it was so funny because she was calling a name. It had to be like her daughter's name or somebody's name, and she was calling for that name after they just got there, and it was just like she had it really bad.
Yeah.
But I look at it as like, man, could you imagine if that was my grandma, you know? Could you imagine? And for those family to really trust in us to watch their mother, you know what I mean, and to watch us really taking care of them, it makes it somewhat brings me back to home, like why I'm happy that we don't have a senior home back home, because of the things that we don't know people do to our loved ones, you know?
Man, that's one thing that's negative about some caregiving that is bad. I've heard nasty cases, like real nasty cases of abuse, physical abuse, like senior citizens getting beat. And I get it. Some people are like, some of these people that have made accounts of why they did it was like, man, these people don't come and check on their family, and then they think it's just easy for us to just watch their mom or their dad, not knowing that, you know, their mom and dad is difficult to watch. But it's like, that's, I could see why those people left watching their mom and dad. But dude, these people are getting beat in the senior citizen homes.
And you know what? I give credit to our people. I can't talk to any other people but my Tongan people to really take care of those people. And the reason why I'm
saying
that,
they build real relationships.
They build relationship with these people who we don't know who they are because of the relationship and the chemistry that they have with each other. And I give them props, man, because it's not an easy job to stay 24/7 with an elder person who we don't know what situation that they're in, you know? Yeah. And the thing is, they build that connection, they become family. And I can really relate to that because of Bob. I talk about Bob about my last episode, the prior episode, the first episode, of how we got connected with Bob. And Bob became a family in our family, man. And with that, man, I just want to tell all the caregivers out there, man, really do your job like as if they're your own, instead of you know, just
like care for them.
For them like what it is, caregiver.
I will say that about just Polynesian caregivers in general, or just any minority.
Yeah,
minorities that take on the caregiver position is that they really treat them like their own, right? Because I don't think a lot of minorities do that to their own, but for the ones that do, you know, it's a sad thing. But us prominently in the Tongan community, I mean, I'm not going to say we're all good. There are some people that I've heard, like, stealing money and, Jesus, I don't want to start there, but, like, it's sad situations when you hear about that stuff, that you pray to God that those people turn out okay, because nobody wishes that upon anybody's parents. But, like, for dementia people that have dementia, could you imagine waking up and looking at yourself in the mirror, and your mindset is at 16, but you see 60 in front of you?
Yeah.
And it's like, and you freak out. My mom has had that happen where she was like, she was sitting in the living room knitting, because my mom knits, and like every other Tongan parent is knitting, and she just heard her client just start screaming her butt off and yelling, "Who is that? Who is that? Who is that?" And running to the bathroom, only to find out that the person that was yelling was the client, and they're crying because they don't recognize the person in front of them in the mirror. And that's how bad some cases of dementia will get. My mom also, I think it was my auntie. It was auntie brought someone home, and they just started yelling out of nowhere. They just started yelling, because they had a moment where they're just like looking at somebody, and then all of a sudden realized, I don't recognize this person. Where am I? Oh my God, what year is it?
Yeah.
And it's just, it's sad. It's just really sad. Yeah. And, you know, I don't wish that upon anybody. And, but anyways, you have anything else to say about that?
I give them props, and I, you know.
Yeah, props to, shout out to all the caregivers out there putting good work in for the business.
Yeah, I pray that you guys get, you know.
My daughter just hit the table. My daughter just hit the table.
Nothing but positive vibe coming your way. So, thank you guys for what you do.
Yeah, thanks, babe. I appreciate it. And we didn't want to bring negativity for any caregivers, but you know, that's just, that was our thoughts and our mind on that. But anyways, you know, that's just been another episode of Aisle 7, the podcast. Mm-hmm. I am Savage. This is my beautiful wife,
Lethe.
Before we go, we would just like to make a mention of, hey, if you guys know any sponsors that are looking for people podcasting, me and my wife
just
are open.
Vibing.
Yeah.
We're here
if you want to sponsor us. Also, shout out to all the caregivers, because we didn't want to bring a negative light on them, but shout out to all the caregivers. Thank you.
And thank you guys so much for everything. Thank you for listening. I'm sorry with this, all this things,
before we go, but just the last part is our final feast. Is there anything you want to say before we go?
Yes, I do. Touching up on the fahu, and I just want to say this, for all you who wants to be a fahu, please know your place. that talk was really just sharing the experience and things like that. I'm telling you, it'll be more smooth if you just know your place.
And for me, all I want to say is that green means go, red means stop, drive safe. And as always, above all else,
Jah bless.
Yee!